As you can see, he was going to be one of those massive, static, early Greek sculptures.
Here are his feet. And I'm now walking up past his legs. This thing here, this must be his outstretched arm. And then right up here, we come to his head. And by the looks of it, he was going to have a beard, and they've already roughed out the shape. Makes me think that some men can be very stubborn, but this guy hasn't budged 2,500 years.
Quite why he's still here is a mystery. Something must have gone wrong. But whatever, this figure gives us a great view of how the Greek sculptors went about their work.
They must have cut a trench out all the way round it in order to get to it to work. And you can see a rather neatly worked trench at the back. For me, it's just a wonderful illustration of the number of people that must have been involved in making a statue like this. And every one of these little pock marks has been made by somebody's tool, with hundreds of men hacking away to get this statue like this. I find it a bit weirdly surreal. But his feet, like an extremely nice place to sit.